the Keystone Sports Network.
Hello, I'm Jim Galante with Andrew P. Shea, and this is a special edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Since we typically do four quarters, Andy, I'm going to call this our overtime segment. I think
well done.
Thank you. Most Penn State fans, I'm sure, have seen the letter, which a fan wrote to Jonathan Sutherland, and then we had Jonathan's response and that of James Franklin. If you haven't seen the letter, essentially, we had a Penn State alum send a letter into Jonathan Sutherland. Now we could.
He signed it.
And we could calculate that he's probably in his 70s. He's a 1966 graduate of Penn State. And essentially, he had a problem with Jonathan Sutherland's hair and a few other things about modern day football in the NFL. And I think, Andy, there's three aspects to this. One is the letter itself. Second is the players made it public, and it wasn't Jonathan Sutherland who came out first.
It was Antonio Shelton that came out first.
One of his teammates. And then we had the response by Jonathan and by James Franklin. Let's start first, though, with the letter itself and your thoughts on that.
So there's a lot of thoughts, but I thought listening to former Penn State linebacker and great LeVar Arrington, he had a great perspective on this. And what he said was, you have to remember that this era and the era that this gentleman is from, and he was not excusing it, LeVar was not. He said it's still wrong. What he was writing about was the accepted standard of normal. Like he said, I'm a kid from Pittsburgh. I want no earrings, no facial hair, haircuts. That was the standard, and Joe was there forever. So that was the Penn State standard / culture. And this gentleman was part of that. That is not the way the modern standard and the culture of the program is being handled by James Franklin right now. It's very different, as he said in his statement. The difference is he can have a right to his opinion. I'm okay with his opinion. And I'm sure there are a good number of Penn State fans who are from the little bit of the old school era that don't really care for some of that. The chains, maybe some of the, you know, the hair. That's fine. You are entitled to your opinion. You are not entitled to make it personal and address an individual like that. That's where it crossed the line for me. You can have your own opinion. You can express it. But you do not need to do that to an individual and target them and make them feel uncomfortable, feel, you know, it was just wrong on so many levels. But his mindset is what his learned behavior was and what he grew up knowing as a Penn State fan.
And that's, I agree with that assessment. I'll give you the assessment I don't agree with. And we've heard a lot of this, and that's the racist word. And I believe in our society, that word, it's a serious accusation, and it's thrown around a lot. And I don't know this guy, so I don't know what he is, but I think making that kind of judgment on this letter is incorrect. And we saw a lot of that as a social media response
to the
letter.
Well, yeah, social media is a cesspool. And we're as a country, we're hypersensitive right now to people of different ethnicities, religions, cultures, you know, backgrounds. It's just very hypersensitive right now. So if you follow the social media part of it, it's Twitter. Jonathan Sutherland's an African American from Canada who went to high school in Virginia and chooses to wear dreadlocks. I don't know what his religion is. I know what his, you know, his ethnic background is. And the fact that he is an African American who wears dreadlocks, that doesn't make the man, in my opinion, a racist person. It makes the way he addressed Jonathan have an element of race to it because Jonathan is an African American.
Well, what I find interesting is those racist
element.
Those comments were made about this gentleman when people didn't even know what his background was.
Correct. Correct.
He could have been African American himself, but people were already jumping on the racist word.
Sure, because it's the easy thing to do.
Right. When what I do believe, and it's something you alluded to in LeVar Arrington, you said, I think this is more about, it's more generational.
Correct. The letter was generational in nature.
We, as Penn State fans, and you and I are the old guys, okay? We're two.
You're a Penn State fan.
I'm a Penn State fan. So I know the Penn State fan looks back to 1986. It was Penn State versus Miami. It was good guys versus bad guys. It was guys who come off the plane wearing suits and ties versus the kids coming off the plane in fatigues. Now,
good guys win.
And the good guys won. But I think what is missing here by, and I've talked to several fellow Penn State fans who are my age, my generation, and they've kicked in with, I don't like that hair either. I don't like the chains. Well, it's not the same. Well, you know what? My opinion is, in the important ways, this is the same Penn State culture as Joe Paterno had. The kids, they go to class, they get good grades, they graduate, they don't get in trouble. Whereas I think some of these older folks from this generation,
they're held to a high standard by their coach. They're held not take to any crap.
Exactly. So my feeling is, in the most important things, the things that really count, this is the exact same culture.
Right.
The players wear their hair longer. They have tattoos. They have the chains on the sideline. And by the way, just as a quick aside, as an old guy, old white guy who's a Penn State fan, I love the Lawn Boys chain. I think Jonathan Sutherland looks great with the hair, but you don't attack people because of their appearance.
Well, it's the fact that this gentleman took it and made it, directed it at Jonathan Sutherland. Some of your friends don't like the hair. Some of your friends don't like the chains. That's fine. But they did not take it and address it individually to one of the players.
You don't send a letter to a young person and criticize appearance.
Make it personal. And Jonathan, the part of Jonathan's response that was dead on was early on when he said, I forgive you because in order to respect your opinion, I have to respect you as a person. And in other words, what he's saying is, I don't know you as a person, so therefore I don't respect your opinion, and the fact that you sent this to me does not have an impact on me.
It should be a non-factor, which leads to my second question, Andy, second topic to this. The players chose to make it public, or at least a player chose to make it public. Was that the right route to take?
Absolutely, because it was personal. And teammates defend each other. That's their locker room. And they felt that one of their own was wrong. I don't think this was Jonathan's decision. He didn't tell Antonio Shelton to go make this public. Antonio Shelton's a senior, a leader. Jonathan's a junior. Probably showed it to one of his defensive teammates, and Antonio was like, that's just wrong, which it is. And where else do you take wrong today if you feel like it's wrong? But it's one of their teammates. I didn't have a problem with him taking it public. I would hope that Antonio asked Jonathan if he minded sharing the letter. Maybe Jonathan just wanted to keep it private. But James didn't have a problem with his teammate taking it public. It's their decision. It's their team. It's their team. The players decide the team, and within the framework of what James put as a standard for a program, it was okay. It's a player's decision. They decide what they do and what they don't do. And this was not a bad decision. This was a good decision. People need to see this. That was an intentional, generation gap, short-sighted, narrow-minded, hateful letter.
Well, see, and I'm not sure. I was with you the whole way until you said it was hateful.
It was hateful.
I think it was inappropriate.
It was hateful.
It was inappropriate to be sending that kind of letter to a player about his appearance. But I'm not sure hateful, and those are those harsh words that I'm not sure it's fair to pass that judgment. Now, I don't think the players in making it public thought it would become this big a deal.
Maybe not.
And we're probably contributing to it because we have responded to it here on our show. But I think it's more, again, it's a generational thing. And this is a gentleman who I saw somewhere else. He's one of those who writes letters to the editor. He's, you know, proactive right. in his opinion. I think it, like I said, the word I guess I would use is inappropriate.
The word I would use is hateful.
Okay, well, we'll differ on that. Let's go to the last part, which is the response from Jonathan Sutherland and James Franklin. I think they both came across very well with their responses.
Yeah, I think James came out first after it to open his Tuesday press conference. He said he was laying in bed and it just kind of struck him. I like the way he talked about everybody, not just as players in the program, but he talked about fans and people and in-state college and in Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? He talked about it from a 30,000-foot level, and I thought Jonathan addressed it from a one-on-one level. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. James didn't make it – James made it personal as the leader of the program, but he did not make it personal from the perspective of James Franklin. He made it personal from the perspective of James Franklin, the CEO, head football coach of the Penn State football program. I liked how he addressed that, and I also thought it was very well done, very well thought out, as James already had said early in the day, very articulate, dean, student, smart kid, you know, respect to the guy. The way he handled it and the way he phrased everything, it was personal from Jonathan's perspective, but it was also very outward-facing. In other words, by outward-facing, I mean it wasn't about him. I'm a flawed person. I make mistakes and do wrong things as well. So I forgive him as I hope others will forgive me. And I hold no ill will against the man.
Well, here's my final thought on it. Again, inappropriate is the word I would use.
Hateful is the word I use.
Racist and hateful, I think, is a little bit too strong. And I'm going to invite that my generation of Penn State fans to don't look at those little things, the hair, the chains. That's not what's important. There's a lot more important things about how the team behaves. Those are the things that Joe Paterno would be very proud of. And it may be a little bit different style to it, but it's the same culture. Both on and off the field, it's a little bit different.
Joe Paterno should be very proud of James.
I think he would be. Anyway, that is it for this special segment of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I hope you enjoyed listening to us, our thoughts on it. If you have your thoughts, you can contact us through the app or email info@ksnsports.net. Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome, Jim.
Next time you hear us, we'll be talking football.